South Africa is part of the developing country bloc, and Cape Town definitely forms part of a developing world scenario. Essentially, we've got a tale of two cities, a very rich side of the city and a very poor side of the city. Climate change is an important aspect Cape Town would need to start preparing itself for. A number of us sat around the table to try and work out what the easiest and best way to try and address the challenges.
Cape Town in South Africa is definitely not the only place in the developing world that faces the challenges of climate change. However, the residents of a low-income informal settlement on the outskirts of Cape Town have managed not only to find a way to help the environment, but also to cut down on their electricity bills and create new jobs and opportunities. What did they do? They turned to the sun to provide for their heating needs. Their solar water heaters provide them with hot water, cut their electricity costs, and reduce harmful greenhouse gas emissions. Their project is based in Khayelitsha, a busy township of Cape Town.
The project is based in Khayelitsha, in a suburb of Khayelitsha called Kuyasa, which is roughly about 30 kilometers outside Cape Town city center.
The project in Kuyasa is Africa's first project registered under the Clean Development Mechanism of the Kyoto Protocol. But what exactly is the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM? Let's listen to David Abbas from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
Under the Kyoto Protocol's Clean Development Mechanism, a project in a developing country that is able to reduce emissions can earn certified emission reductions. These are offset credits that are of value, tradable, saleable. Now, who's going to buy them? It's these countries, companies in Europe, for instance, Canada, so on. Those with a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to reduce emissions.
Projects registered under the Clean Development Mechanism could help countries in Africa to meet their sustainable development needs. On top of that, these projects can earn some credits, called carbon credits, or CERs. Those credits could make the CDM projects viable in the future. Let's listen again to David Abbas from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
Well, the Clean Development Mechanism is for developing countries. A project in a developing country can earn what are called certified emission reductions. These units can be traded and sold. And who wants them? Well, it's those countries and companies that have a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol. CDM projects help countries achieve their sustainable development goals, and they provide an incentive for reducing emissions.
So how could all these help developing countries, especially in Africa? What were the benefits of the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, in Kuyasa in South Africa? To learn more about the project in Kuyasa in South Africa, we spoke to Osman Asmal, the Director of Energy and Climate Change of the City of Cape Town, and we asked him to let us know a bit more about the project.
When you think about the project, it's not one of the big carbon projects which are highly lucrative. It's actually one of the smaller projects. And when you look at it in that context, I think it is fairly significant that the project has got to the point where it is now. The project this year won the South African National Energy Efficiency Award.
As I understand, what happened is that the residents of a settlement that's on the outskirts of Cape Town, they've installed some solar panels that provide for the heating needs.
Correct. The project itself consists of three components. One, installation of solar water heaters. The second element to it is installation of insulated ceilings in those houses. And the third is replacing traditional incandescent lights with compact fluorescent lamps, which are much more efficient. So it consisted of three different interventions.
So I say, so what has happened now? What actually are the benefits for this community? Have they cut down on their electricity bills? What are the benefits?
There are a number of significant benefits. It's not just the direct benefits, but the indirect benefits as a result of the project. The criteria for the implementation of the project is to train people. Second criteria was to use local people, local labor. And third is to leave people with skills that they could use further in other parts of doing work in Khayelitsha or other parts of Greater Cape Town. So essentially, part of the project requires skills development and training. That's the first portion. The second portion and the direct benefits to the household is certainly a reduced electricity account. Residents of Kuyasa have informed us of the savings that they've made as a result of the intervention. Certainly with the ceiling and the compact fluorescent lamps, we've seen decreases in the amount of electricity used. That's the first, but the second portion is the benefit of getting hot water as a result of those solar water heaters. So a number of residents have given us that feedback that they've benefited from the project.
So the residents, they've cut down on their electricity bills, but at the same time they're doing their bit to help the environment.
Absolutely. They themselves personally have cut down their electricity account and they've cut down their emissions overall, which many people may not see, but which overall is part of the project.
This CDM project in South Africa brought several benefits to the local community in Kuyasa. Could similar projects help communities in other countries in Africa? Let's listen to Tosin Panumpanu, chair of the Africa Group of Climate Negotiators.
Africa could benefit in many ways. The Clean Development Mechanism can contribute to the sustainable development of Africa. That is, it can generate employment, which can be long-term, sustainable. There will be more jobs. The Clean Development Mechanism can also help in terms of positive impact as far as the local environment is concerned, because there'll be less emissions. The Clean Development Mechanism can also help the local communities. For example, if you take an afforestation, reforestation project where you're going to plant trees, it's a very labor-intensive work and it requires many workers. So CDM can have a positive impact on Africa in many ways.
Apart from these benefits, CDM projects can help developing countries earn some credits, which are called carbon credits or CERs. Let's go back to Osman Asmal in South Africa and ask him what happened with the project in Kuyasa. Has it earned carbon credits or CERs?
We still have our CERs, so that is still a financial income to the city of Cape Town, and it would continue to be for the life cycle of that project. I think we sit in a much stronger position in that the project is in implementation phase. Certainly amongst external stakeholders, there's a tangible value on the table in that the project is close to implementation. So we'll probably be going to the market to sell some of the CERs.
So would you do that again? Would you think it was worth it?
No doubt. I think it definitely is worth it. We've all learned through the process. No doubt it's been a valuable lesson, and it's only through these learning lessons that we can actually inform future processes. So I believe it's been a valuable experience. I think the aim at the end of the day has been to cut carbon emissions, to improve people's quality of life, and to look at financial win-win options. And this project gives us one of those options.
So if someone has an idea for a clean development mechanism project, what should they do? Let's listen to Masamba Thioye from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
The first thing to be done is to develop a project idea. At this stage, it is now possible to find some finance that can be interested if the idea is a good idea. And they can support the project, help, for example, to develop the project design document, and they can help until the project be registered.
Let's now go back to Osman Asmal in South Africa. Does he have anything to add?
But I think that it's finding people with a common vision and the motivation to make something happen. That's what's driven the project in the end. So I think it's to keep motivated and to find the teams of people to try and make that happen.